It's time
for the Punter game of this Monday. First joke of the day. This is the setup. What is the punchline? What do you call a paper airplane that doesn't fly?
A sheet.
Stationary. Yes. Ha ha. Aww. Don't you groan. That's a great joke.
What do you say when you tuck your shirt in?
I don't know what you say when you tuck your shirt in.
Good night, shirt. You do
look that one. I don't like it. I love it.
You love it.
Nighty-night shirt. Nighty-night. Oh. I feel I've pulled you down to my level.
Oh, well, I'm happy to be there.
I was in the swamp and I was like, come on. Come down here. Come down here with your swamp joke.
Pet calf.
There are different variations on that we need to investigate someday as well.
Yeah, that's for another day.
Where does the fox go who lost its tail?
I mean, I couldn't tell you.
A retail store. Yes.
I'm liking today's ones already. Yes. I am.
Studio audience. Jesus, the studio audience are stone useless.
I didn't want to open up about this before now, but I've decided the punting game is the perfect arena to tell you that I had developed quite a pretty bad speed bump addiction.
Oh.
Yeah. But I am slowly getting over them.
I seen it coming and I couldn't stop myself laughing. Sunday is a sad day, isn't it?
Yeah, well, the end of the weekend is approaching. And
but the day before it, it's even a sadder day.
Oh, for God.
Saturday. Saturday.
No.
Saturday. No. Just the one.
Just the one on that. Oh, why do defense lawyers go out for Mexican food when they're feeling a bit down?
Whoa. There's a lot to
pick. There's a lot going on there.
There's a lot to pick part there. Could we give that one more roll, please?
I may have got this from an American side.
Right.
Why do defense lawyers go out for Mexican food when they're feeling down?
I don't know.
To get some case ideas.
You could have just said solicitors. The defense lawyers.
Yeah, I did just take it from.
If you're robbing American jokes, throw on a bit of an Irish.
Need to get
on them.
That. Okay, notes taken.
Adapt them to the market.
Adapt them to the market. No,
if
that's
you're
fair.
Exporting a car to Ireland, you don't leave it left hand drive.
Yeah, okay.
You leave it right hand drive.
I'll take that note and write it down. Thanks.
You know, Niamh keeps insisting that the pets sleep in the bed.
Right.
On an unrelated note, how do I dispose of two goldfish?
God. Oh, we were on a high.
Okay, we move to unidentified jokester. I was out for a walk the other day when I saw a farmer collecting his cattle for milk and he says, Hi, give us a hand rounding them up, would you? I said, how many do you have? 87. I told him 90 and I kept going. What a strange question for him to ask.
Very well delivered and told. Thank you very much.
You deserve one of these.
You do. Will we give a bit of credit to the very enjoyable Instagram page, Dad Says Jokes. Saw this one over the weekend and said, yeah, that's a shoo-in for the punter game. My girlfriend left me because of my obsession with star signs. It tore us apart.
That's
a really good one.
Why are camping trips always so difficult?
Is it because they're in tents? Is it? Yes, it is.
Did you hear about the four lads who used to operate jackhammers on the building sites, but now they're in a heavy metal band?
That slipped past me.
Will I read it again?
Go on.
Did you hear about the four lads who used to operate jackhammers on the building sites, but now they're in a heavy metal band?
I didn't.
Their music is groundbreaking. What's the leading cause of dry skin? Towels.
Oh, for God's sake. If we're going to end they're really corny.
What starts with T, ends with T, and is full of tea?
A teapot.
Ah!
Did you, Dave, hear about the lad who invented the door knocker?
No, I didn't hear about the fellow who invented the door knocker.
He got the Nobel Prize. Oh, we are honestly now how we have jobs. I don't know.
Did you hear about Bon Jovi?
What about him?
Apparently, John Bon Jovi sustains himself on one solitary type of fruit. Apparently, he's living on a pear.
I saw it coming. I still enjoyed it. Well done. I'm giving you, that's the studio audience aren't joining in, but I'm there.
Living on a pear.
Because it's the song. Do you get it? It's one of Bon Jovi's most famous songs.
Living on a pear.
iRadio in the afternoon.
With Dave and Tallulah.
Hey! iRadio in the afternoon.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 on iRadio.